Bob, what do you see as the accomplishments of your 12 years as executive director?
I think the APS has changed a lot, and I'm not sure one person can take responsibility for it, but I think we've had to become much more businesslike as an organization. We've had to streamline our operations, and we've had to modernize. The hobby is changing. It's much more internet-based, and I think our collectors expect the society to help them out in these new areas.
Joe, let me ask you the same question. In 30 years, I think, right? 30 years as executive director, what do you see as your accomplishments, major accomplishments?
Well, I think the major accomplishments we have done is we've brought a lot more professionalism to the stamp dealer part of the business. Today, the dealers are a lot more aware of the code of conduct and bylaws that we impose on them, and that they are really doing a better job in that area, serving the collector.
Do you have anything that you feel still needs to be done? Anything you just didn't get to, you'd like to do, like to have done?
Well, I think we started with our new magazine, which is now, which will appeal to not only the dealer, but to the collector community. I think we have to get more involved with the collecting community. And of course, one of our major accomplishments has been the greater working relationship between the ASDA and the APS in the last 12 years or 15 years. That's really improved.
What do you see? What do you have left undone that would have liked a little more time or like to have gotten done?
Well, that's the good thing about this hobby. There's always something else to do. There's one more mountain to climb, one more peak to reach the top of. But I think that the change in the hobby is not complete. It's not stopped. And we have to be alert to these changes. I think the APS has got to redo its website. I think that we've really got to improve and strengthen our relationship with eBay. I think that's where the hobby is moving in that direction. And I think there are a number of different internet-based activities that we need to interface with better, including I think we need to find a way to work more closely with some groups like the Virtual Stamp Club.
What's the one thing you'd like to be your legacy for? I mean, if you'd like to have your time as executive director remembered as?
Well, I'd like to remember it as a time of change and a time of modernization for the society, and I hope that'll be my legacy.
Joe, what about you? What would be your legacy?
Well, I guess it's several things. One is the development and the distribution of My Stamp Album to the youth. That's been very important. We've developed a nice website. We've just changed it after having the same one for 12 years. We now have a very sleek and easy navigable website, and I think again it's bringing the magazine into being. I think that's a very important thing, and I'd like to be remembered as part of that.
Thank you, gentlemen.